Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the week starting Monday, June 15th. There are more and more agencies asking workers sheltering at home to return to work. Often the city seeks volunteers, and this is ideal. In other cases, the worker is just told to report. If you are ordered into work, you do have the right to object in certain circumstances. Our grievance team has had a lot of success in helping workers who have had a serious underlying health condition. Also, those who reside with an elderly relative or a person with an underlying condition or a spouse may also be given extra consideration. The final category of frequent appeals is those workers who have child care problems that make reporting difficult or impossible. If you are called and feel it is a really bad idea for you to report, call the union. On the one hand, our city has been generous in allowing widespread sheltering in place. On the other, as we begin to reopen, those most at risk should speak up. Those who are able to work from home should be allowed to continue to do so wherever possible. If you are called in to work and feel you're doing fine working from home, you can either call your boss, or if that does not work out, the union grievance office. We are really hoping that many of our members will be allowed to work from home until we know it is safe to go out. Now to the other side of the equation. Many of our members have been considered essential workers required to go to work, often in the worst of circumstances. Two messages from the Health and Hospital Corporation addressed that issue. The first concerns vacations. HHC is encouraging hospital workers to take and bosses to approve vacations at this time. Dr. Katz feels you probably need the break to recharge your own health. Also, HHC is fearful of a resurgence of the virus in the fall, and so this might be the only chance this year. Also, since burials and memorials have been upended by the plague, HHC is offering a variation on bereavement leave. Normally, one gets 4 days off with pay to cope with the death of a close family member. Some might now prefer to put off those days until travel is safer and more convenient. The hospitals will approve such requests at this time. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.